2. God is the great compassionate physician who alone gives true healing. October 18th. The reality of man is his thought, not his material body. The thought force and the animal force are partners. Although man is part of the animal creation, he possesses a power of thought superior to all other created beings. If a man's thought is constantly aspiring towards heavenly subjects, then does he become saintly. If, on the other hand, his thought does not soar, but is directed downwards to centre itself upon the things of this world, he grows more and more material until he arrives at a state little better than that of a mere animal. Thoughts may be divided into 2 classes. First, thought that belongs to the world of thought alone. Second, thought that expresses itself in action. Some men and women glory in their exalted thoughts, but if these thoughts never reach the plane of action, they remain useless. The power of thought is dependent on its manifestation in deeds. A philosopher's thought may, however, in the world of progress and evolution, translate itself into the actions of other people, even when they themselves are unable or unwilling to show forth their grand ideals in their own lives. To this class, the majority of philosophers belong, their teachings being high above their actions. This is the difference between philosophers who are spiritual teachers and those who are mere philosophers. The spiritual teacher is the first to follow his own teaching. He brings down into the world of action his spiritual conceptions and ideals. His divine thoughts are made manifest to the world. His thought is himself, from which he is inseparable. When we find a philosopher emphasizing the importance and grandeur of justice, and then encouraging a rapacious monarch in his oppression and tyranny, we quickly realize that he belongs to the first class, for he thinks heavenly thoughts and does not practice the corresponding heavenly virtues. This state is impossible with spiritual philosophers, for they ever express their high and noble thoughts in actions.